Support for GLT comes from Wendell Niepegan Greenhouses, the place to go for things that grow. Proud sponsor of the Dean of Green on GLT. Open 7 days a week on Fox Creek Road in Bloomington or anytime at niepegans.com. NIEPAGENS.com. This is GLT.
The sun is crucial to good gardening, but the moon has its influences too. I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field. From the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences, it's Patrick Murphy. Hello, Murph.
I'm over here in the moonlight, Laura.
Yes, you are. Yeah. Yes, and you should be composing a sonata. It's so beautiful. Because today on GLT's Grow, we're going to learn about moonlight gardens. First of all, Murph, what is a moonlight garden?
Moonlight gardens are groupings or arrangements or even just an arm of a landscape that captures reflective light at night. And best case, of course, is from the moon.
Mm-hmm.
But the moon's not out every night, and sometimes it's out more than others. But you can still get that reflective light from your own accent lighting or from ambient light that comes from outdoor lights like your porch light or your front stoop light.
Well, what are some plants that do stuff like that?
There is a ton of plant material to consider for using in a moon garden. And I oftentimes look at moon garden as moon gardening. You know, it's a verb as much as it is a noun.
Oh.
And if you have a spot that's out in the middle of your property and there's nothing there, you know, you could put a million things there. You could arrange 100 different themes of gardens there. What's nice about moon gardening, the verb, is you can incorporate these plants that catch this reflective moonlight. Some of the blooms open at night, some are fragrant, and you build the garden just like you would any other theme-style garden, you know, with the elements of design.
Uh-huh.
But there's some real winners that are also common landscape plants, so you can practice this just in one area of your landscape, or you can dedicate a whole garden to it. But the common landscape plants here in the Midwest are hosta and hydrangea, viburnum, clematis, and of course moonflower.
You know, moonflower.
Moonflower is kind of looks like a potato plant in a little bit with a large coarse leaf.
Oh, really?
And a large trumpet style flower.
How large?
The flower is like 4 inches plus. It's big. And it's trumpet-shaped.
Oh, cool.
So you might even get some nighttime pollinator visits from, some large varieties of moth. And you get the early morning visits from the hummingbirds and things like that.
Great.
But they're distinctive, and they have a smell, that comes from the plants being turgid and being cool at night. And sometimes you get a little bit of moisture in the air in the evening. That doesn't hurt. But there are some plants that are specifically fragrant, but they also have this light-colored foliage, light-colored blooms that pick up the reflective light of moonlight and other sources.
What do you think about evening primrose? Is that a plant that lives up to its name?
I think it is, and it's fragrant as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it has kind of a spicy, tip-of-the-tongue type of fragrance, versus, let's say, like a lilac or something kind of sticky sweet like that.
And it's more original. You don't see it quite as much because I've been given to understand it can be invasive.
Well, and that's another way to look at this is it's a gardening as much as it is garden, so you wouldn't want to build your moon garden around the evening primrose. You'd want to put it in a spot where it could meet your, suit your taste, if you will.
Okay.
So, but another thing about the moon gardening, just like other layered gardening themes, the plants make their best presentation when they're planted in masses.
Okay.
In big colonies, right? And that's where you get the fragrance also, so it's not one or two hydrangeas, it's a whole bunch of hydrangeas. And then you wrap the ankles with something low, some verbena, snapdragon, thyme. They're all the things that are nice, smelly plants.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who like to get their hands dirty. Even in the dark, we're talking about moonlight gardening here on GLT's Grow with some great plant ideas for creating a garden that's going to look really amazing in moonlight.
Yeah,
and smell good, too. That's
right. And we've talked about this garden differently than we have others because we're kind of talking from the ground up. And a lot of our conversations are from the, up, down in the garden. So I don't want to leave out. There are some woody plants and trees that are great to add structure and boundaries and informal ceilings mm-hmm. and things like that to your moon garden. Magnolia, it has kind of a steely, smooth bark, and it does well with reflective light, even in the winter when there are no leaves there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, actually my mother has one, and it's if you see it in the wintertime when the leaves are gone and actually literally silhouetted against the moon.
Not bad.
Just a beautiful architecture.
And, you know, I don't want to underappreciate magnolia flowers, but if you like gardening and someone says magnolia, that is usually the first thing that pops into your mind is that pink or that white or that mm-hmm. mauve-y flower.
Yeah.
But you've got birch trees, various kinds of light-colored bark. Some of the bark is tight on the trunk, and it looks really modern and Ooh. Kind of rhythmic. And then you got the shaggy ones that look, you know, a little more foresty, if you will.
So that depends on how you want to have that's it's your own personal choice there. You
that's
know?
Right.
You can really put a stamp on it.
You can, you know, put a spine, put some bones into your garden and get the benefit of some of these moon gardening qualities. And we mentioned the lilac, but also, too, it has a nice, interesting, low, recognizable skeleton in the winter. And moon gardens can have some value then, too. And Grow Corporate always wants us to bring back the yucca, and I'm right there with them. Yucca is an evergreen, so if you have them in your garden, whether it's during the bloom time or the growing season or in the winter, it's there like the faithful servant holding a spot and keeping things green even in the winter.
Well, what about if we want to add something more than just, say, plants to our moonlight garden? You know, what would you recommend for something that's going to look good at night, like with decorations and such?
Sure. Like, so if you built a garden that had a center point where you had perhaps a bench.
Oh, like for moonlight spooning.
That's a perfect idea. Or you had even a little submerged basin filled with water.
Mm-hmm.
And it will reflect light, and water has a smell, and it adds charm to a garden. So you've got various forms that can demand some architecture. So if you had a bench, you might have a little pergola or an arbor.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put some clematis on there, because it's going to have some great light-colored blooms that you can enjoy sitting from that bench, and it's going to have some fragrance, too. Or, you know, if it's just kind of an observed garden, you might have a bird bath or an obelisk, some kind of form as the focal point or the meat of your garden.
What about a statue of the goddess of the moon?
Well, wouldn't you almost have to put it on a large pedestal so you could have a big mound of moon plant right at her feet?
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
I love it. I love it. And then I would make sure and have some supplemental lighting for the nights that the moon was not there and hide the source of that light, and the effect could be illuminating the statue. That's another thing to keep in mind as you're designing your moon garden. You still have to keep the show going when the moon is on vacation.
That's a very, very good point.
And highlight your the favorite thing. Highlight the big moon plant blooms, if you have those. Highlight the bench, because when nobody's sitting in it, people imagine themselves sitting in it.
They can project themselves into such a beautiful moonlit space, or pretend moonlight.
That's right. And if your moon garden's close to your home, throw the light across there so the shadows show up on the side of your house. You'll love it.
Okay, that's beautiful. Murph, thanks so much for that great advice about having a moonlight garden. Now, next week, Murph has advice for interesting places gardeners can visit in the wintertime. If you've got a gardening question any time of year or problem that you'd like Murph to tackle, go to our website, wglt.org/grow. You just fill in the form and send it along to us, and maybe Murph will pick your question to answer on the air. We would love to hear from you. Submit those questions at wglt.org/grow.